I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Thousands gathered in Hall County on Thursday to honor a Georgia deputy killed in the line of duty. Family members, fellow officers, and friends remember Deputy Nicholas Blaine Dixon, who was shot and killed on Monday while trying to stop a stolen car. Sergeant Charles Howell worked with Dixon the night of the shooting and spoke during the service.
I miss you dearly, brother. I'm sorry I couldn't save you or do more for you. We will hold the line and honor you for the rest of our lives. Sorry I couldn't save your husband, your dad, and your son, but I truly believe that night Blaine saved me.
Four teenagers were arrested in connection with the shooting. Dixon is the fourth Georgia officer killed in the line of duty this year. Federal prosecutors have charged two men with shipping cocaine into Georgia through the port of Savannah. Yesterday, a federal grand jury indicted Jimmy Pujols and Fausto Ramos on cocaine-related charges in U.S. District Court. The charges stem from 45 pounds of cocaine seized by federal agents in June at a warehouse in Augusta. Prosecutors say the drugs came into the U.S. in a shipping container unloaded at the Savannah port. The charges carry potential sentences ranging from 10 years to life in prison. And Georgia's Senate minority leader says he won't run for re-election in his suburban Atlanta district next year. State Senator Steve Henson made the announcement this week. He told the AJC he wants to focus on personal and business matters and on helping Democrats gain seats in the Republican-led legislature. Henson has served as minority leader for 9 years. He faced a close primary challenge in 2018, besting a little-known Democratic challenger by just over 100 votes. And grocery chain Kroger is set to build a new automated fulfillment center in Forest Park, which the company expects will create more than 400 jobs. The Atlanta Business Chronicle reports that the $55 million facility is the second of 20 that the company plans to build across the country. Kroger expects to break ground on the facility by the end of the year and have it operational by 2021. Well, if more than 6% of your income is going toward your utility bill, the U.S. considers that unaffordable. For Barbara C., who lives in Washington, Georgia, on a fixed income, she's paying much more than that.
Sometimes my utility bill be half of my income coming in on the 30.
We'll hear her story in the final installment of GPB's energy series, Powering Georgia. How a switch to clean energy could lead to lower energy bills in low-income communities, if only they could afford it. It's coming up this afternoon on All Things Considered here on GPB and on gpbnews.org. And in sports, the Atlanta Dream are back in action tonight, hosting the Minnesota Lynx at State Farm Arena. Tip-off is 7:30 p.m. With a record of 4 wins and 10 losses, the Dream are in last place in the WNBA Eastern Conference. With a record of 9-6, the Lynx are in second place in the WNBA West. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.